It's Kola Kuingo. I'm Jason Fitz. The guys were just talking about a report out with the ranking the top GMs in the NFL, and I had a little issue with something that's being said here, and this is hard because I understand the success of Bill Belichick and the Patriots, but as you talk about the drafts, from 2012 to 17, the Patriots had a total of two players out of the 10 they drafted in the top two rounds even starting for them. Two out of 10. That's not great success.
From where?
For the Patriots.
No, from what time frame?
From 2012 to 2017.
And you know what? They've won three Super Bowls.
Right, but if we're talking about a GM, we're talking about the acquisition of talent.
Right.
The draft is not a specific area where we can talk about acquisition of talent with unparalleled success.
I've said this a million times about Bill Belichick. He's not great at the draft. I don't believe he's a really good drafter. What he's really good at is finding someone else's trash and turning it into his treasure. Yeah. He is the best, and that's a huge part of the general manager.
Yeah.
That is a huge part of it. There are guys that the Browns cut that he turned into superstars.
I think
Deion Lewis being first and foremost about
it. I think
it.
This is distorted by Bill Belichick, the coach, though.
Right.
Because
that's exactly
a big part of this is development. Like, most of the rest of these GMs, all they can do is pick the talent. Bill Belichick knows and has the ability to develop all of this. So I think it skews a lot of this, to be honest. Like, we can't accurately assess Bill Belichick, the GM, because Bill Belichick, the all-time best coach in the history of the NFL, also exists.
Listen, you're exactly right. But then, as the all-time great coach, he knows what works and what doesn't work, and he finds those players that does it.
But do we know that another GM wouldn't have the same success with Tom Brady as the quarterback and Bill Belichick as the coach? That's the sports talk conversation we always have.
I've said a million times, we'll never know the answer to that question.
That's the thing.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, no one has done it better, longer, with a continuing rotating cast of players than Bill Belichick. That's just a fact. It's not fake news. It's real, and it's spectacular. We're back in 10 seconds.
ESPN 1320 is Sacramento's home for sports, and, oh yeah, more sports. ESPN 1320.
All right, guys, book it. You know the drill. You add book it to any of your hot take. It's a hot take multiplier. It allows you to feel like Stephen A. Smith, if only for a moment.
You can book it.
Put it in the books.
You know what time it is. It's book it time, damn it.
Let's go.
Let's get this thing cracking.
Let's go.
Golic Wingo is brought to you by DXL. Guys, if you're big or tall, it's not easy finding clothes that fit or even look good. DXL is going to solve that. DXL is the one-stop shop for big and tall in stores or online. With over 100 brands in their own sizing patterns, they'll have you looking great in no time. DXL Big and Tall, built for you at DXL.com. All right, you heard the handsome man in the rejoin.
Yeah.
It's book it. You know what we do around here, our hot take multiplier. You may hear Jason Fitz on First and Last from 5 to 6 a.m. Eastern now, but back in the day, we used to book it something serious on Thursdays around there when I was hosting. So we're going to do it again, and I'm not giving up the reins of hosting this segment to Jason Fitz. So
nor should you.
He's just going to have to play along with the rest of
Woo-hoo!
Us. You can play on our Instagram handle, at Golic and Wingo, by the way, if you want to check that out. So, Jason, you know what? Since you're new this week, I'll start with you.
Yes.
Steph Curry will be the NBA Finals MVP. You can book it?
Heck no, I'm not booking that. No way
no,
I'm booking
sir.
That.
No.
Steph Curry is going to be a spectacular player in this series like always, but at the end of the games when you need that big Curry moment, Kawhi's going to be on him then, I believe. That means there's going to be more big game moments for Klay, and also Draymond has the ability to take this series over. I could see either of them being the MVP over Steph in this series.
I'm going to book this. I think, because I don't think Kevin Durant plays a lot, if at all, in this series, and we see the difference in the team plays that Steph has been more of the shine and the scoring on this, and I think that will continue in this series, and I think Steph wins the MVP.
Listen, he's been the guy. Klay Thompson has been great at times. Draymond has done a little bit of everything, but you want to talk about volume shooting and volume scoring with the Kevin Durant out the last five games? He's averaging almost 36 points a game. So if they're going to win, because you and I don't believe that Kevin Durant is playing maybe at all in this final. And if he's not going to be there, Curry's going to have to be that guy. He's never been a finals MVP. I think he's going to get that one, and he's going to get his in this final. Absolutely, I'm booking it.
I'm going to book it as well. Moving on. Trey.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis will stay in New Orleans. You're going to book it.
But that's all, folks. That was the shirt he wore to the final game of the Pelican season. I believe they had a nice conversation with David Griffin after, of course, they got the number one pick, which looks like it'll be Zion Williamson. But at the end of the day, I don't believe Anthony Davis's mind has changed. I think he's doing nice things right now to try and say, listen, I appreciate it, whatever, to help him get out of New Orleans. So I am not going to book that he'll stay in New Orleans.
For the rest of his career or the next contract? No, I'm not going to book that. I don't think he does. Now they can spend so a little more time together. He can see what it's like with Zion for a little bit to see if he wants. But eventually, I don't think he stays there. No.
Yeah, I'm not going to book this either. He's going to move somewhere where he can have a better shot at a championship. And New Orleans will get him enough of a young haul in return that they can build their young team around the face of the organization, Zion.
Skolik and Wingo here. We're playing Book It, brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Everything you need to more than succeed. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph. Book direct at LQ.com.
Did you book that one or no?
Nope, I didn't book it.
He abdicated.
And I won't book
it. He passed.
I abdicated because we're passing the ball around today. All right, Trey, I'm going to start with you,
yeah,
Stanley
buddy.
Cup guy. The Blues will win the Stanley Cup final in 7 games.
It is possible!
Book it.
All right, and I think we know why for that one. Dadford, something maybe resembling unbiased opinion.
I'm completely biased here. I'm just throwing that out
needed,
there.
They did what they needed to do to get that split, but I still think overall in the series, Boston's better. Boston wins it.
Yeah. Jason?
I'm not booking it because there's two parts of this. One, the Blues would have to win the series. The two, they'd have to win it in 7. I mean, that's a very specific amount. I think the Blues could win this series, but it's too many things to have to rely on. I'm out. Just it's too much of a bet.
That's
getting
fair.
Off on a technicality.
No, he's right. He's right. I'm just saying anything that has the Blues winning the Stanley Cup, I'm booking.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter what.
Anything
fair,
else,
that's,
I'm in.
That's I'm
fair.
Not going to book it. I'm not feeling great about my gentleman's sweep prediction right now, but it's still alive. The Blues got their one win. And we are excited for Blues fans everywhere for that one. Dad, LeBron and Dwayne Wade's sons will win more NBA championships than their fathers.
Okay, now LeBron and D. Wade have 3 titles
each.
Combined, they have 6. So LeBron has 2 sons, Bronny 14, Bryce 11. Wade has 3 sons, the oldest being Zaire at 17. Looks like they're going to play in the same high school.
Zaire and Bronny.
Bronny and Zaire are.
Sierra Canyon.
Sierra Canyon. No, I'm not going to book that. I'm not going to book that. I have nothing to base that on.
Well,
I'm just not going to book it.
It's just not a fact that those traits are always handed down.
Yeah.
I mean, Michael Jordan's kid played in some college basketball.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So, no, look.
My
kid would be
sitting
great
next to me doing radio.
Exactly. I can't book it.
Didn't work out so well.
Actually, you could make the case it did.
Yeah.
Fair point on that one. Jason?
I'm not booking it. Sons never eclipse their fathers. I'm only saying that because I'm sitting kissing
nice.
Up to your dad.
Oh, so this question just turned into one big shot at Mike.
Yeah,
real mature, everybody.
Again, yep. I think it worked out well for you. I'm on your side, Junior.
Yeah, I got a couple of Radio Hall of Fames to go. We'll see how that one turns out. All right, and we'll talk a lot more with Jeff Passan about this last one. The last one was going to be that by the 2021 season, Nets will be extended to the foul pole in Major League Baseball. Obviously, coming off of the horrific situation that we saw take place at the Cubs game yesterday. So, Jeff was the one who wrote the story. We'll get a chance to talk to him. And we all think
we all would be booking
them.
That one, right? We all would be
booking. I just want
that.
To find out from Jeff what might stand in the way of that potentially from the league standpoint.
We will hear from Jeff Passan in just a little bit.